And welcome everyone to another
Payback edition of the Hour Bomb.
Payback edition of the Hour Bomb.
Yeah, we're covering Payback and I didn't have much time. We're sponsored by Diet Mountain Dew.
Why are we sponsored by Diet Mountain Dew?
Kevin Curtin asked if we could be sponsored by Diet Mountain Dew, and I go, sure, why not?
All right.
So we have a sponsor. Yay!
Diet Mountain Dew.
All right. Oh, wow, that was really loud.
Ow.
Sorry about that, guys. Let's see if this is better. I guess I should have tested that first.
Oh, gee, you think? Maybe.
What's going on there? Hold on a second here.
You got anything else you want to blow our ears up with?
All right, hold on. All right. Welcome to another Payback edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the intellectual savior of the network, the illustrious Jason Halbert.
Somebody deflate his ego.
Your career at this network's about as good as Baby and Sandow's in WWE right now.
Yes, intellectual savior of the network. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank
Boo.
You.
So you're going to come out with a different stupid finish every week?
Oh, we can't hear you. That's fine. Joined as always by my partners in crime.
That's right, the big Adrian Masters here.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
We got a couple special guests. First off, from Australia, the land down under. Down from under Adrian's balls.
That is the taint region and Australia.
Okay. The angry Aborigine, Jake Mullen.
Say hi, Jake.
Helps if I have my mic on.
Whoops. Anyway, I'm like, man, Jake, I finally enjoy listening to him because I couldn't hear. No, I'm just fucking with you, man. And join from your local Pizza Hut, which right now you can get the big dinner box for $8.99.
That's right. The legend killer himself, Richard Bird Dog.
Bird Dog!
No, I'm the pizza cutter. Let's get that out the way right now.
Oh, okay. He's a master of the pizza cutter.
Oh, God. Hey, it's good.
It's like Diamond Dallas Page just goes,
it's like
bang!
I actually use the pizza cutters.
It just whatever you do, don't ask what the white stuff is on the salad.
No, plate. Definitely not.
No.
That ain't ranch dressing.
No. Anyway, it's good to be back, guys. I'm glad we took a week off because
Heath helped make the blue cheese.
Oh God. We took a week off because I didn't feel like paying you fuckers. Holiday pay.
The chat was asking what happened to Kyle, and Jake said the NAACP kicked him out of his house.
No, Kyle and Jake were supposed to do the pre-show, but. I don't know what happened.
Donald Sterling called him for dinner.
He got kicked out of his house. That's actually what happened.
Got kicked out? How the hell did he get kicked out of his house?
He just did. Like they just told him to leave.
Wow.
Who's they?
I told you. NAACP.
Oh, okay.
They were sick of the cross burnings. You know, they were sick of the KKK meetings. It was just
The neighborhood watch and the NAACP finally had enough, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's good.
Screw them.
Him and Donald Sterling, they're going for dinner.
Yes. I am, for the record, I was not taking a shit. I was tucking my oldest son in. That's why we had a little bit of a delay. Thanks
a lot,
whatever asshole.
You want to name your poops, I don't care. It's... here comes the microphone already. Let's get it. Hey, you're a dick.
Yeah, this time it was without the phone.
Violence is the answer to everything, Jason Halpern.
It is here on the show. It works best.
I swear to God, next
show.
Time you're in the microphone, I fucking quit.
You've said that for the last 4 months. Don't be a dick, and it doesn't happen.
That's my job.
No, your job.
That's
we're
what
supposed
he does.
To be a dick to him.
I can't turn it off. It's not a filter. It just flows.
Exactly.
It flows outward.
Yeah.
You just can't direct it.
Usually it's at Heath or Jake or Kyle or whoever we have on the show, writers that don't write anything.
Why are you even still on the network?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Sad.
Richard, why do you still have a position here?
Because I'm lovable.
That definitely ain't it.
Well, he's one of those.
I think
it's
because everyone forgot he was here.
He's one of those bears that the gay guys talk about.
Oh, God.
Hey.
I think what
people Jake, value my opinion on shit.
I think what Jake just said. We forgot he was here.
That could be it too.
Yeah, I think so.
That could be it too. Who knows?
Yeah. Why don't you?
He's like JTG. You just forget he's there.
Right. How is JTG still employed? That's the same reason Richard's still on this network.
We need someone to job to someone. JTG Hayden.
You know what?
Not me.
Richard's music from now on is JTG's.
Okay.
You know, I don't know that I would even have that for.
Yeah, just use Crime Time. It'll be fine. No one will know.
It's the same thing, right?
Millions of dollars.
No, it's the.
It's that's a fucking Primetime Players, you dumbass.
Fucking racist asshole.
Let's Heath not know what his shit again. I mean, it's wrestling themed, so of course Heath's got it wrong.
Yeah, really.
Leonard says JTG fell into his
Pop
darkness.
Pop a 40 and check your rollies. It's crime time.
Brooklyn. We're bringing it. Bringing the hood to you.
I think I'm going to make this my new ringtone.
No, Leonard. Yoshitatsu is in NXT.
Yeah. Three jobs in NXT.
Yeah.
And what is your position in the company when you're supposed to be on the main roster, but you go to NXT and you're a jobber in NXT?
Yoshitatsu, I just want to point out, won a Battle Royal at WrestleMania like 3 years ago.
He did?
Yes, yeah. He did.
What for?
It was their pre-show match. They had a Battle Royal at WrestleMania, and Yoshitatsu was your Battle Royal winner.
Wow. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Holy cow,
and that's how Yoshitatsu's career is gone.
Kind of like the shit you took earlier in the crapper.
Flush.
Yes. So anyway. Who we got in the chat room? Not a whole lot of people, so that's...
it's kind of a light
night. I don't know.
Yeah. It is. Well, it was only payback tonight, so...
Yeah.
We got the Blue Wizard, Leonard Taylor.
Hey, Ball Cup.
And we got us.
All right, Ball Cup's around. Wait a minute, there's two anonymous users in
don't,
there.
Don't say nothing mean to them, because as it was pointed out to me, Greg said that he's got people that listen in to the site but can't log into the chat, so maybe they just can't log into the chat, and so it's registering. So don't tell them.
Okay. All right.
Be nice.
What, are we really trying this counter thing where we don't offend someone on the air?
I'm making an effort. The more you know. Ding.
He's trying to be a star.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
I'm being a star.
Are we being our network be a star? I mean...
Yes, I'm bringing the Be a Star campaign to the network.
Oh, God.
Well, you know what? I say, fuck the Be a Star network.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway.
And, hey, anybody on the Mixler chat?
Probably not.
I don't
not.
Ever look at that
probably
shit.
Probably not.
Let's see.
No. I know every now and then we'll get one
person. We don't have anybody there.
No.
Okay.
Tom Long might show up.
Yep.
He's the only one that I see consistently uses it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Nick French might show up too.
Yeah, usually he does.
Yeah.
All right. Bulk up to them.
Well, hopefully.
For now.
Yeah.
Premeditated bulk ups.
Yes, there you go.
We're pre-cupping on the show now.
Oh, my God. You know, sometimes I miss. Sometimes I miss a week. Like, when we decide to take a week off, I'm like, man, I don't know if it's a really good idea. But then we just fall right back into it. I'm like, God, I really wish we would have taken a longer break.
Yeah.
But whatever. So.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Jason, you want to tell them how the show works?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask how you guys' week's been, but.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't care.
Wow. Someone's hostile over there.
I am a little hostile.
Are you constipated? Have you gone poo lately?
I'm a little irregular.
You know, Activia.
Fiber. I'm feeling not so fresh down there.
Oh.
Maybe putting my cheesy balls in your mouth later will help.
They might.
Yes. Look at us.
Yes, we have a dumbass college test for you tonight.
We do.
Yes. We're gonna play the game of who can fit more cheese balls in their mouth, me or Heath.
Yes.
I know.
That's happening live on air tonight, folks.
Yes.
Where'd you put that big old tub of cheese balls?
It's right next to me here.
Let me see. Okay, hold on. Bring it up.
Heath is using it as a dildo.
Okay, now hold on.
Yes, we're going to have to...
I'm posting this on Facebook right
okay,
now.
Okay,
so
yeah,
right,
so fair enough.
If we had a Twitter, I'd put it on Twitter, but we don't have a Twitter.
Hey, you can Instagram that shit.
All right. Yeah, no, hold on. Still trying.
He's trying to work out his camera's, or his phone's camera.
Which isn't going well.
No, it isn't.
Oh, whatever. Okay, so I'm going to upload this to Facebook.
Yes.
I bought a massive, I don't know, this thing's huge, thing of cheese balls. And
this thing, the net weight is 28 ounces.
Jesus Christ. All right.
It's a pound and a half of cheese balls.
It is.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a lot of balls.
Yes, it is.
He just had more balls in his mouth at once before, so I don't think I got no chance of winning this thing here.
Fuck you.
Anyway,
Because he's had plenty of practice with balls.
I take back my ball cup.
So anyway, here's how the show...
Can't undo a ball cup.
New segment, the R-Rom has fun with technology.
Yes.
Yes.
I know how to work my phone. It's the fact that my phone is old and I need to get a new one.
Yeah, your phone is so old, being the fucking Note 3 or some shit.
Note 2.
Yeah, Note 2.
Oh, wow. So it's 6 months old.
It's a generation behind.
It's more than 6 months old, asshole.
Oh, it's a year and a half old.
Yeah.
More than that.
Unlike me, I have a Galaxy S5.
Yeah, go eat shit, Heath.
Can we smash Heath in the head with a fucking kendo stick and show him how hardcore it isn't?
I was thinking about going up and getting that helmet and just whacking him in the head with the helmet.
That works, too.
Yeah, better not.
Take a picture of that and post that. All right,
so since Jason went ahead, hey, everybody, how's your week been this week?
No, fuck you. I'm not going to ask you anymore.
I asked everybody else. You didn't ask me.
You know what? My week has been all right.
That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Did you have fun mopping floors?
Always.
Was there a big Memorial Day party at the Jizz House?
Yep. Apparently there was.
Okay.
Yep.
Richard, did you deliver pizza to the Jizz House?
No, I don't deliver pizzas. I make them.
We had this discussion. He doesn't even have the cool job of the pizza.
I don't remember. I don't remember. It's Richard, so I forgot.
Of course you forget.
Richard,
I make this shit. I cook it. I put the toppings on. Cut them. I box them. I give them to the people who deliver them.
We have a new gimmick for Richard whenever he starts wrestling again.
Too out of shape.
All right, fair enough.
What was his gimmick?
Jakey, how has your week been? I know it's been, 2 days since I've talked to you?
Okay, I guess. I mean, that pay-per-view totally killed my day, but, you know, whatever.
That pay-per-view wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't the most spectacular thing ever, but it wasn't
horrible.
It was
fucking boring as hell, let's be honest.
I don't think it was that bad. But I'm sure we're going to talk about it some, but...
Oh, yeah.
Eventually. I mean, it wasn't Ring of Honor bad, but...
Yeah, definitely not.
Well, fuck you.
Hey, Ring of Honor has gotten decent lately.
Hey, I'm just hackling Jake. Give me a minute, all right? Jesus.
Hey, the show they put on recently wasn't too bad. The New Japan crossover show was good.
I'm looking forward to going to the show next week. I really am.
On Saturday?
Yeah, the card you said it looks pretty good.
Did you guys talk about that on Friday? How'd you guys... Did you guys enjoy that on Friday, by the way? Your little thing?
The NWO podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, it went pretty well.
It was fun.
Good. You know, I'm so glad I got that pay-per-view for free when it happened.
That pay-per-view was fucking awful.
Oh, if I would have paid for that, I would have been pissed.
So, Jake, what pay-per-view was worse to watch this week? That or Sold Out?
Oh, God.
It's got to be Sold Out.
It's got to be Sold Out.
Which Sold Out are you talking about?
The first one.
It'd have to be Payback just because
they
make fun of Sold Out. Like, Payback was just boring as hell.
Hey,
there's nothing to make fun of.
I do not use the Paul E phone. Shut up.
he did have the Paul E phone at one time, though.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No.
He did, in high school.
Oh, yeah, actually, I did.
Wizard, trust me, if that happened to me, I would be posting that all over the place.
When I'm like, you know, 16 years ago, that was the phone to have.
Yeah, Zach Morris over here.
Yeah. I was like the only kid in high school that had a phone. So, anyway. Pizza Boy is still better than Shane Douglas and his Target job. What are
that
you
cat? Oh my god!
Is my cat climbing on your back?
Yes,
it is.
Is he now trying to lay down on your shoulders?
Yes, he is.
The studio cat is kind of being like a little.
Help me out! Get him off!
Yeah,
we got a new user in the chat.
Let's see. We do.
Oh, God, that hurts.
Did you just choke him to death?
No, I picked him up, and he's like, fuck you, assholes.
Who's our new user?
We don't have a new user.
Another anonymous user.
Awesome.
Great.
Just what we need.
I love Shane Douglas for a second.
More anonymity.
Shane Douglas is in the chat right now.
There you go. Anyway, okay, so here's how the show works. Normally, I've got a whole list of shit I got to get through, and I have an hour to do it. These two assholes and our accomplices try to get me off that list. However, since it's a pay-per-view night, we have no time limit.
That is
Thank
correct.
Thank God, because we're like 16 minutes into this bitch already.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And we haven't even normally started the timer yet.
The cat does want to be on the show. He's down here every week. Meow, meow, meow. He's a goddamn cat.
Yeah, he's around.
He's an awesome cat, but fuck, he drives me bonkers sometimes.
Yes.
He's the Arbonne mascot. Come on.
He is the Arbonne mascot. And we got... when we moved in, the people who lived here before us put in a little doggy door on the basement door because they kept their litter box down here downstairs, which is where we keep ours. So it's not like we can keep them out.
You know what? Hang on. Before we get started with the actual show, though, we got to give kudos to Jason Heath over here.
Why?
Because he got us something Ow! For the Hour Bomb Studio.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Yes. I'm saying yes, he did. Would you like to say, go ahead and explain what you got for us, Heath.
Well, for some reason, I happen to think of, you know.
I thought his dick was the Hour Bomb mascot. No, that's his mop.
Yeah.
His mop is our
is our secondary mascot. Because if we try to make that thing bigger to where you can see it, the distortion, and I mean, it doesn't look pretty anyway.
I picture he sometimes, like, if we could dress Heath up.
Oh, fuck! God damn it!
Now it happened to you, too. Ha ha. You suck.
Anyway. All right.
We have a new user.
What were you saying, Adrian?
Yeah, we do have a new user. I can't see the name very well.
Simba Zion.
What were you saying, Adrian?
I was saying.
All right.
Hey, welcome. By the way, I don't think he's ever been here for one of our shows.
I don't think so. I think he's been for a couple post pay per view shows.
Oh, okay. Anyway, what were you saying, Adrian? We're talking about the mascot, secondary mascot. And
oh yeah, Heath's mop. Yeah. I can picture Heath like dressed up like Rikishi.
Yeah.
Going, I did it for the mop.
I did it for the mop.
I did it for my mop.
Wow.
Anyway, so you were talking. You got to message something tonight about.
Well, I happened to go on. I happened to notice that there's an ad in regards to the WWE shop.
Okay.
That they were having a 20% off sale.
All right. Awesome.
In honor, basically, of the Payback pay per view.
Okay.
Okay.
And what was the code? Payback.
Okay. 20% off.
Well, I thought, I really have been wanting something from the Wyatt family.
Okay.
You know, some kind of shirt. Well. Come to find out, they actually have kind of a Wyatt family package.
I got a Halbert family package in my pants.
It's small and unimpressive.
It is not. Your girlfriend wasn't bitching last night.
Oh! Oh. You're right, she wasn't, because I was there for that.
Hey, just because you were in the corner beating off to it.
You weren't there.
Shut up. Anyway,
you like to live vicariously through me, Jason, but seriously.
What?
You live vicariously through my adventurous lifestyle. I understand. It's cool.
Let's look at this here, Adrian, shall we? You really want to start this game?
No, I'm just telling people the truth as it is.
Wow. What were you doing in junior high and high school? Oh, you were beating off to the dumpster porn while I was out there having sex. Shouldn't have been.
You know what? Let me see if I can find some of these girls and put some pictures up of that. Let me.
First off, let me say, I don't condone. Well, who the fuck can say
that? No, you can't.
I learned a long time ago. If you got it, use it. So okay. Anyway,
no matter
right,
on what,
shall I come here?
Pussy is pussy. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Shall I continue?
Just ask your mom.
Now that we've completely lost people,
we have. Yeah, anyway, continue. Yeah, we're down to five.
Great.
Anyway, continue, Adrian.
You mean Jason?
Heath. Whatever. Yeah. Hey, we lost
both of our newest users.
Good.
All right. Yay.
Anyway, go ahead, Heath.
All right. So anyway, in this Wyatt family package is a T-shirt, which says "Follow the Buzzards" on the front, and in the middle of the logo, it has the sheet mask there.
Okay.
Right.
Which, by the way, they had all the way up to 5XL. So, I mean,
right.
They definitely have a wide range.
See, I'm with Linda on this. Nothing's wrong with masturbation. No one loves you like you.
Anyway, continue.
It also includes a sheep mask.
Yes.
It also includes...
Are you going to have your girlfriend wear the sheep mask? Going
through? Maybe. Wow.
Okay. Oh, God.
Buzzards! He's going to put the sheep mask on the mop.
Oh. So they go to shirt with the sheep mask for all the buzzards, the actual sheep mask itself.
There's also a little Bray Wyatt lantern.
Okay.
That's battery operated.
Yeah.
Does he still blow it out? Can you blow on it and it turns off?
We can say Hour Bomb, we're here, and go, and then turn the switch off.
Okay. Exactly.
So anyway, and it continue.
And finally, it actually has a replica Bray Wyatt fedora that you can wear.
Nice.
And they actually hit it on sale for $49.99. So along with the Payback code, they brought it down to $39.99.
Yes, and Heath bought one. For both of us to split. Because I wanted the shirt, you wanted the hat.
Yep.
And we're going to keep the lantern and the mask here in the studio.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay.
Awesome. And, of course, I'll have my own set as well because I'm a large person. So
Payback, That's a good bit. We'll probably talk about it.
Post a picture of you guys with that stuff, by the way.
Oh, we will. And before we really dive into Payback here, I just got one more thing.
Okay.
So this Saturday we're going to the Ring of Honor event.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a house show. It's not a TV taping, unfortunately. However, as part of our bet from a couple seasons ago, Heath has to take a sign. We only dropped it down to one sign because he was nice enough to buy that package for us. So we need your help as listeners out there to get us a sign. We are going to be taking your suggestions, and we will pick one lucky fan to...
The only rule that we're making for the sign is it can't have any curse words on it.
Yes.
Or the word rape, because we really don't want to get it taken away.
No. So, yeah. So, we need your suggestions on a sign. So, go ahead and send those to us. All right. Blue Wizard.
Or post them in the chat throughout the show, too.
Yes. Let's see. Blue Wizard. He wants the mask while he sings, "I got your whole boob in my hand. I got your whole boob."
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway,
I guess we should probably start the show 45 minutes later. I mean,
all right.
We're 22 minutes into this bitch, and we really haven't even gotten going. So,
good job.
All right.
Way to manage our time.
Hey, yes. You know, I love skinny jeans.
So are you Batista now? I mean,
Blue Tista?
Yeah.
This was the Payback theme?
Apparently so, yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, because I do recognize them.
Man, they're getting hard up for theme music.
This is the worst thing they've ever
used. Yeah, what happened to the day where theme music was actually good?
There's a sign.
I came for Triple H.
I came to see Triple H.
Hey, you know what? We can put "came" in quotes even.
Okay, we're done with that.
Anyway.
So anyway, our pre-show kicks off with... one of the worst fucking things I've ever seen. El Dorito.
Dorito. Yep.
Against fucking Hornswoggle. Really?
In a mask versus hair match.
Yes.
Fuck her right in the pussy. Okay, so that's a great example of a sign that we cannot take to the Ring of Honor taping.
I mean, we can take it. It just will probably get taken away.
Yes. You know, what if we just took a big magic marker and just made the sign there?
They can still have some security guy come take it away.
Oh, you're right. Anyway, so hair versus mask.
Right behind Maria.
Oh, I forgot she might be there. I think she is going to be
there. She's actually there. She's going to be there with a guy named Michael Bennett.
We'll have to pull up the card and talk about it. Anyway, so hair versus mask match. So for the 9,000th time, we have fucking El Dorito and Hornswoggle.
Dude, this was match of the night.
Thank you.
All right,
this match was fucking tired. It was stupid. I'm tired of it. Get it fucking over with. Get the goddamn matches off the fucking TV and just be done with it. What? Jason,
I want to point out something that you were bitching about this time last year.
What?
And then when they took it away and they went to other equally stupid or worse shit, you were bitching about, man, I wish we could have that back. Do you remember the Caitlyn AJ Lee feud?
Yes, but that was because it was long and drawn out. However... That was a million times better than the two fucking midgets. When the goddamn midget, when fucking Hornswoggle pulls El Dorito's goddamn tail off of his fucking costume on TV, and they act like he ripped his goddamn tail off, that's fucking stupid.
It was hilarious.
I am not a midget hater. I love watching midget porn. I'm nuts over those girls.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I think you're in the minority here.
I bet as soon as Maria comes out, Heath will whip his dick out and have a fap with the sheep mask on.
You should wear the sheep mask there, too.
It probably won't come in time.
We're probably not going to get it in time because Heath didn't want to pay for the faster shipping. So we're going to get it in 45 days or something like that.
Yeah, because you got to realize it went in increments of $10 per shipping level.
Ah.
Yeah. The lowest one being $10 itself.
I love midget fisting. There we are. I've got it out there. There, I said it.
What?
Nothing. Let's move on.
Midget fisting?
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, God. Are you trying to look it up?
No.
You're pulling something up on the computer over there. It just what it looked like.
I don't know. I can't see here. I'm like...
Yep, that's a midget fisting another midget in the ass. Moving on. All right.
All right. No, so, I have to. Midget fisting at xvideos.com.
Jake, what did you think? Did you hate El Trito versus Hornswoggle for the third time?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, you didn't see that part?
No, I skipped it.
Did you watch it?
Oh, my God.
You gotta stop.
Oh my. Wow, she's got her fist in her.
Yeah.
How many? Whoa! Is that no? It's a full size chick. The midget's fisting.
Oh. Okay. Please, you gotta turn it off so we're not distracting you, man.
I don't believe this.
Oh, it's too late. Wow.
We're supposed to be talking about a freaking wrestling pay per view.
Sorry. Okay, back on topic.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's the midget match. I mean, who really cares? I didn't see it either. So
yeah, you're winner.
I don't watch the pre shows.
Check Pornhub. It has everything.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah, TWR After Dark has officially started.
Those always happens when Glitter shows up in the chat.
It does. Same as midget hooving. That, I guess that would be with
Dorito. Oh, God.
Jake, y'all motherfuckers need Jesus. Yes, we do.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Olay. Anyway, so you're winner. Yeah. Fucking El Dorito. Who cares?
We got to the first match on the card, which I was hoping.
Jake, are you still with us?
3.5 MB.
Why was this even a match? Remember, like, before Hornswoggle was, like...
Oh, but that's...
This 3MB thing, he didn't have hair, so what was the point?
Yeah, he had a buzz cut.
He grew out his hair because he's a movie star. Didn't you watch the post-payback interview?
God, no.
His good looks got him 2 movie roles. Yeah, that's what happened.
Really?
That was the thing, yeah.
That's what they said?
Yeah.
What happened to the days where R-Truth just kicked him in the head?
I don't know.
You know,
I like those days.
You know what? I think Hornswoggle could have been Little Jimmy.
Could have been.
Why not? He was the anonymous GM.
Oh, God. Maybe Little Jimmy was
I forgot about
GM.
That. There's good reason I forgot about that. It was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your balls are on Facebook.
Yep. All right, so we're going to move on.
So, first match of the night
the midget match was incredibly short. But that's...
Yeah.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they didn't bring out the midget commentators and the midget referee everything again.
Thank goodness.
Alright, so we're going to move on.
Oh, Andy's Vince's son. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Wow.
So, the first match was Cesaro versus Sheamus. I was hoping for more out of this match. It was kind of eh.
It was a good match, still.
It was okay, but it was eh. It ended in a small package. Swing. That's really all I can say about this match. Is it ended in a small package?
Which wasn't very spectacular.
Your girlfriend's used to things ending in a small package.
Oh, fuck you!
What? Why? I mean, really? When was the last time you pooed?
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Are you still on your painkillers?
Yes.
Okay, good. That should make you happy.
I'm going to put... fucking move on.
Move on. Okay, so what did you guys think of the match?
I thought it was all right.
I was hoping this match was going to be better than it was.
Yeah, indeed. Because, I mean...
Yeah.
As Adrian and I pointed out to each other, you know, before the match started, I mean, this is workhorse versus workhorse.
So it had match of the night potential and didn't live up to it.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it had decent moments, but that's it.
What do you guys think?
You got to tell who you're talking to.
I kind of agree with that. Like, you know, the best spot of the night was, you know, obviously the swing at about 20.
You mean that thing he does every fucking match? How was that the best part of the match?
Well, because we never know exactly how many. Cycles he'll do.
It's not like he's huge, so it's not like it's like a super impressive thing. I'm still more impressed by the superplex from the side of the apron. That's impresses me every time he does it. That just looks crazy.
And normally you can tell if the opponents are lifting up with the suplexes and that. So Zarno doesn't need the help. He can pick you up from anywhere and basically throw you halfway across the arena if he wanted to. Yep. Look what he did at WrestleMania with Big Show.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, this match ends when a roll-up. Cesaro loses. Sheamus is still your U.S. champ.
Yay, Sheamus is still our U.S. champ. Thank God.
And saved you from not losing this
not winning.
Yes.
Because there's only one real loser in this. There's a winner, a loser, and a not winner.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, Sheamus wins. You know, just want to say, fucking workhorse of the company right there.
One of
too many limes, too many limes.
Of Coke.
We're going to move on.
To a match that I have no idea why this was a pay-per-view match.
This match was fucking retarded. I mean...
The next match is...
So you put Ryback's... You know what? I'm going to harness this.
Shove that? Fair enough.
Yeah.
Ryback's versus the Rhodes Brothers in the battle of who couldn't win a match for the last month.
But hey, Ryback finally gets another pin on a pay-per-view.
But hey,
this is Ryback's first pay-per-view win since July of last year when he beat Jericho.
Wow. I was going to say that. What the hell?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I steal your thunder on that one, Jake?
What?
Did I steal your line on that one? Were you going there?
Fine.
Yeah, the more I listen to it, the more I don't like it.
I told you it's ridiculous.
It's a good song. What the hell?
I like it
you
as it picks
take
up, though.
Two crappy themes and make
this
one
is retarded.
It's, I'm sorry. It's ridiculous.
It's almost as bad as
you don't get a say, Heath. You don't know anything about themes.
Oh!
I'm just saying, it's better than the Rhodes Brothers one. Right, that's fucking awful.
Hey, that one's alright.
You can't practice for the dumbass challenge yet.
I like Ryback, so...
Alright, so then we're gonna... That's fine.
No, you want to talk bad theme right now.
You got to do it again later. You know that, right? Okay. How many got in there? 8? 7? Okay. Sorry, he's practicing for the dumbass challenge later.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to move on.
Okay. So, what was our next match?
Fuck, I don't remember.
Oh, hang on. We got to talk about how this ended.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes decided he wasn't going to be good enough to be Goldust's tag team partner anymore, so he quit. Not the company, just being Goldust's tag team partner.
Brother, you got to find a tag team partner better than me.
Yep.
Oh, so Bloody's in the chat room.
Hey,
welcome
up
to the chat. And
moving on.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Alexander Rusev against Big E. Thanks, dude.
Or
Apollo Creed versus Drago. Whatever.
Drago.
You know?
Drago.
Yeah. I just want to point out. Fucking Lana's legs just go on forever.
That they do.
And ever.
Best part of this match, really.
Stacey Keebler when it comes to legs.
I think she may have Stacey Keebler beat, man.
See, I was,
she's got tits, thing too.
See, I always liked Stacey Keebler. It's because, I mean, she had really nice legs, but Lana? Wow.
She's
a full package.
Yes.
Stacey's legs, oh, God, I've seen them in person.
I have two, but...
I wonder if she fucks with that accent.
Lana. Well, give it to me. I can't even do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
No. That'll ruin it. When you're sitting there beating off thinking about her later and then me trying to do the accent, that'll kill for you.
Yes, it will.
Anyway, this was... Rusev Udria. Your winner, Rusev. Decent match. I mean,
it was okay. It wasn't what I expected. It was two, like, powerhouses.
Yes.
Yeah, both powerhouses, both.
I gotta say, I was impressed with Big E going through the ropes to basically just wipe out Rusev.
Yeah, pulling the Daniel Bryan.
Yep. That was impressive.
Didn't expect it out of him.
Exactly.
Blue Wizard, he loves the little twirl at the top of the ramp by her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally understandable.
Some reason I like seeing Rusev. Let's see. I know at some
too
point.
Too bad her face looks like the side of a house.
Oh, I don't care, man. You can fucking cover
she
kinda that
shit. She
kind
of does have a butter face. Everything's hot, butter face.
I don't care, man. You can cover that shit up. Turn the lights off.
All right. So,
do it from behind. You don't even have to see her face.
We do on TV. That's my point.
I don't care, man. I just. Oh, my God.
I believe.
Anyway.
Next versus RVD?
No, you are wrong.
Okay.
The guy you have a hard on for was up next for his match.
Oh, Bo Dallas.
Yes.
I believe.
Yeah.
This is the best thing on TV
right
now. I am
so fucking sick and tired of Bo Dallas already.
He's apparently gone in a year anyway, so just deal with it.
Bo Dallas is going to be around for the next 20 years.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Adrian? What? Seriously.
Have you been smoking crack?
I just believe.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you guys believe?
He's going to be gone in a year. Year and a half tops.
Yeah. Richard, you want to wager your Facebook post on that?
No, hold on. We need something more immediate.
How can we get something more immediate on that? Because he says it's a year, so I have to wait a year.
I don't know. We got to figure something out.
Anyway, so it was supposed to be a match between Kofi Kingston and Bo Dallas.
Apparently, the whole story with this.
Let me get a tape of you, man.
Brock Lesnar conquered the streak. My client Brock Lesnar conquered the streak. My client Brock Lesnar conquered the streak.
Just when Jake listens later, or when Kyle listens later.
Yes. Okay, fair enough. Okay.
I downloaded the 1 hour loop of it.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
I found the 2 hour loop.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Cool. Anyway, continue.
All right. So it was supposed to be Kofi versus Bo.
The story behind this whole thing was Kofi had said some things on the pre-show about how, it wasn't right of the authority to make Daniel Bryan choose between his girlfriend's career and giving up the title. It was kind of ridiculous, and so that's why I ended up this match. And
The hell? You got all gangster on the fucking pre-show thing.
You know, because Kofi has many hats. He used to be Jamaican, and now he's gangster.
Yeah.
He's getting all gangster with Booker T.
Well, I think Booker T brings it out in anybody, though.
Man, what the hell wrong with you, Kofi?
Anyway.
I pity the fool.
Hey, so they were getting ready to start
bloody,
their match.
I, for record, didn't say anything about her being ugly. I think she's
I didn't
hot.
Either.
I would do her. With the lights on or off.
Yeah. I think the problem that you may have is the fact of how she has her hair. If she let her hair down,
I disagree. Yeah, sure. I think it's the makeup.
Think it's the makeup, too?
I think it's the makeup.
Yeah, it could be.
Anyway.
Not really looking at her face. I'm watching the lasers and she comes out. So
yeah.
Blue Wizard, I'd do her in the face, no problem.
I would do her face-to-face, no problem, too, but I wouldn't be looking at her face. I'm just letting you know.
Anyway, moving on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to TWR After Dark. Anyway, so the gist of the story is they're supposed to have a match. Kane comes out, destroys Kofi, and then Bo Dallas, oh, you just need to believe.
And magically,
shut the fuck up, we're moving on.
Afterwards, because Kofi believes.
Shut up, we're moving on.
You should believe.
No.
You should believe I'm going to take my dick out and smack you in the face with it.
I don't want to believe in that. That sounds...
God, I fucking hate Bo Dallas.
That sounds...
Shut up.
All right.
Shut up.
Pocahontas.
Adorable.
Someone needs to smash his dumb rat face.
Bo Dallas is a gift from the gods.
Bo don't know
no,
shit.
No, what did, what was Dan calling him?
I don't know.
A reptilian.
Oh, the Lizard King.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we do have a link of
there's a
Lana
link.
With her hair down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot. I like her.
Yes. I think it's the lipstick, though. I think that's just not, you know.
What's wrong with the lipstick?
Too much?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You see, it's the makeup for me. It's whatever she's got on with the rest of her face. It's not the lipstick.
Okay, so it's just the makeup. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She can smash Fox with that jaw. Yes, she probably could. Yeah, well, we're going to move on to our Intercontinental title match. Rob Van Dam against Bat News Barrett.
This was a pretty decent match.
Yeah, it did actually turn out to be pretty good.
It was really good.
It was Rob Van Dam in the same spots he's been doing for the last 20 years for the most part.
It still was a better match than...
Most, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything spectacular, but it wasn't terrible. I mean, this pay-per-view, that's one of the things. There was nothing spectacular, but nothing terrible. It was just kind of there, and as Jake said, it was kind of boring because everything that happened was kind of predictable.
Yeah, I think so.
That we've seen before.
This was like a filler. It was a filler pay-per-view.
Yes. I like Blue Wizard there. You know what would make her look better? My dick in her mouth.
I don't want to see that, though.
No, I want to see my dick in her mouth. I don't want to see his dick in her
mouth. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to see his dick in her mouth.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to see your dick in her mouth either, really.
I was hoping you wouldn't want to No, it's like light. Really?
If we were sitting right here and my dick was in her mouth, it would be like live action porn. So it would be okay, right?
What the fuck is wrong with you, Jake?
Jake is not great.
What the hell?
What the hell?
I do not. The views of Jake Mullen do not necessarily reflect those of the other bomb.
Fuck! You're all like, oh yeah, I'd love to put my dick in her mouth. Maybe she doesn't want that. Maybe you're trying to rape her.
Well, I wouldn't force it in her mouth. If she said no, then she said no. You know, I can live with that. But sure. I would at least ask.
Would you ask for her stuff?
No,
in
I don't
her
think Keith could live down the
and
reaction.
Say surprise. I mean, if you're sitting there doing it from behind, would you even ask before you tried to stick it in her butt, or would you just do it?
If Rusev was around,
it
would have
been
on
how things were going, I guess, since he...
Do what?
It would have been on how things were going.
Oh, okay,
good. I had to kind of just play by ear. Or by, you know, anal hole. There.
Wow.
As Linda says, it's not rape, but she says she's okay with it. And I would ask her, at least, hey, do you mind if I put it in your butt?
And if she said no?
Then I'd be like, all right, well, you know, think about it.
Here's my card.
Here's my
me.
Card if you change your mind.
Holy shit, God.
I think this is the most After Dark special we've ever had.
I agree with Jake. How the hell do we still have 8 listeners?
We actually started with 5. We've gained listeners since we started doing this.
Wow.
Anyway, what were your thoughts on the matches that you'd on this match, guys? I mean,
what match are we talking about again? Because I got distracted by doing Lana in the butt.
RVD versus Bad News Barrett. All right.
Are we still in that match? Okay.
Yes.
You were Bad News Barrett. Yay.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Well, Shane was here for this.
Huh?
Just so we could do the, I'm afraid I've got some bad news, because he does it better than anybody else I know.
Who?
Shane.
I
should ask Shane if he wanted to be on the show.
I thought he said he couldn't.
I don't know, I didn't ask him.
Oh,
I thought he did. You still don't have that quote to you.
Anyway. Your winner, Bad News Barrett. Okay, moving on. no, yeah, what do you guys think? The two guys that aren't sitting next to me.
That's all right. I mean, I don't think anybody expected IVD to win the match.
Yeah, I don't think anybody
expected. And if he did, I would be kind of surprised.
Blue Wizard Barrett is not boring. Shut up.
Don't tell Leonard to shut up. He's our only blacklist.
He is boring, but I mean...
What did you just say, Adrian?
He's our only black listener, and we need to keep him.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We're just breaking all barriers tonight,
that's
aren't we?
True.
You know that counter sometime. We were trying to keep? It's just been reset. It has not
Why
been
did
zero,
that reset it?
It has not been 0 weeks since Adrian Masters.
I'm pretty sure we hit that like an hour ago. I'm just letting you know.
That is true, but still.
Probably. Anyway.
We're just making it actually official now.
Official.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to move on. And we don't have a match next.
That's the black demographic for the hour, Bob. He says Barrett.
He's all right. All the black people.
Thank you, Leonard Taylor.
You know, Leonard, I know this black guy lives in St. Louis. I don't know if you know him or not.
Yo, I actually got a story here. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That was bad. I'm wrong. What?
So, on my way down to your house today.
Okay.
I swear to God. There's at the stoplight across from me, there's a purple fucking Cadillac. Where the license plate actually says purple.
Jake said we've lost one listener. Quick, start talking about rape again.
No.
Anyway, go ahead.
So I'm looking at this. I'm like, please don't be a black guy driving it. Please don't be a black guy driving it. Please don't be a black guy. It was a black guy driving it. And like, you know, you're not doing any like stereotypes for your people here at all.
Remember that one time we were at Walmart and we were at the deli area and we saw a cart that had like 200 pieces of fried chicken in it from the deli.
No.
Yes, you do. And we looked over, and it was just sitting there. We looked around for a second, and then this black couple walks up to the cart and starts pushing the cart with 200 pieces of fried chicken in it. Stereotypes. I'm sorry. You know?
I'm not allowed to say there's anything wrong with that. I love fried chicken, and I'm white.
I do, too.
I'm here.
200 pieces of fried chicken is a lot of fried chicken.
It is a lot of fried chicken.
Hopefully they weren't having towards the watermelons.
I could live on 200 pieces of fried chicken for a while.
Black illusion is a mystery.
Yeah.
Was it a Sunday, guys?
Fried chicken on a pole, man. It was like a Saturday.
No, that's teenage.
Well, okay, yeah. It's a weekend. Black party.
What did you just say, you racist bastard?
Wow.
Did you say black party?
No, he said block.
Oh, block party.
Block party.
There's no block.
Lou isn't. I'm ashamed of my race sometimes. Most of the time at Walmart.
Yeah.
Leonard, every race is ashamed of themselves at Walmart.
Walmart is the dregs. You'll never see a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
You know,
at Walmart at 2 a.m., you see it all.
Yeah, if we had a Target around us, I would go to Target just to pay a little bit more, not to have to see that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we got a Target here in Battle Creek that still sucks ass.
I work at Target.
When I worked at Target,
despite the fact that Jason Heath works at Target, I still go there.
Yes, you still see. Well, this is mainly during the holiday season. You still saw the Walmart trash in Target.
Yeah,
it's just not as bad.
No, it's not as bad during this time of year, but this time of year you get the. Just, oh my god, you get the hot ones in there.
Yeah. I'm loving this time of year.
Okay. So we had a
anyway.
So we should probably move on back to the pay-per-view.
we had a bikini bike wash at my work yesterday, at my old job yesterday, I should say. Uh-huh. And that was nice. Welcome to the Walmart podcast. Yes. Welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get the fuck out. Anyway, so up next is the Stephanie McMahon, Daniel Bryan, give me your belts or she's fired. And I was just waiting. I'd be like.
Let's sum this up real quick. Bree quit and slapped the shit out of Stephanie.
And then Stephanie went running.
Yeah.
I still think it would have been great if Daniel Bryan would have looked at Bree like, Bree, you can't wrestle. You know I'm the breadwinner in this family. Take a hike.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lana in a bikini pic. Lana in a bikini pic. I'm sure it's the one I've seen. Is the one with her? Oh my god, that's a different one.
Nice.
Oh, see, now that one's hot.
Damn.
Oh my god.
Nice.
And see, that's better. That's better.
If
to
I'm doing that from behind, I would definitely stick a finger in her butt without asking.
Might do that.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of girls like that. Mine does.
Yeah, rape, right? They like rape.
Well, it's not really rape if you're already consent, you know. I mean,
if you're already doing it,
yeah,
yes, you're already doing it. Rape. Like I said, most girls don't mind that. Mine doesn't. Mine loves it.
Oh God,
you know. There's
shit that I just.
Hey, we got a listener back. Let's start talking about putting fingers in asses on chicks in Lana's ass, and we get listener shows up again.
Got a new listener. Hey,
yay! Anyway, up next we've got John Cena against Bray Wyatt.
This was probably the best match of the night.
I think so.
I love this match. The ending was kind of lame, but it was good overall. Like, I understand the way they were going with it. I'm okay with the ending. I didn't care for it a whole lot because I thought it was kind of a cop out finish. But
you know, oh wait, we got 9 users. Holy fuck!
A new one.
Yay! Another listener.
No, not important. Wow. It's just Richard in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay. I you know, here's one of here's what I'm more surprised about in this match.
Okay.
John Cena, last man standing, and we had a winner.
Yeah.
Just saying. Because we should have had a winner between him and Ryback, because last I checked, Ryback was standing at the end of the match.
Yes.
Are you still on that from last year?
I hated that stupid
match. Even though there was both would have been counted out. Yeah, sure.
Shut up, Richard.
He wasn't standing. What the hell?
If you go back and watch it, because you can, Ryback is clearly standing up whenever the referee calls, like, for the...
Isn't he, like, scrolled on that metal thing or whatever the fuck?
Well, no. At the end of the match, when the referee called for the bell, Ryback was standing.
Yeah. Mm. That was my complaint.
Yeah. Decent match, though. I mean, there was some brutal spots.
Can someone tell me why the Usos were helping Cena?
Because he paid them in bananas and coconuts.
So, wow. Buddy says you ruined the movie. Wow. You ask first.
20 minutes since we last
pissed someone off. Yes. I agree with you, So Buddy. Sometimes you just don't.
I got
ask.
That information from the real deal, man. I got that from Samoan superstar Michael Classic. That's what he told me.
Okay, he's in tight with them.
Okay.
He says that was racist. Blue Wizard does.
Well, I mean, I got it from the source, though, so I don't know which one to do.
It's because they're all friends on Total Divas.
So Bloody says you just jam it in there. I mean, you set up a safe word first, and if you're doing something she doesn't like, then that's when she screams the safe word, you know?
Yeah.
Just make sure the safe word isn't like, fuck me harder or something like that, because then you're screwed. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Samoans don't have technology to use a computer anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. I forgot the fuck I was going to say now.
Anyway, yeah.
Oh, it had some good moments when Cena picked up the ring stairs and like took a running start and then threw him at Bray Wyatt's
head. Yeah,
yeah. Which as they did the replay on Fallout, you could actually tell that was when Bray Wyatt actually cut his arm there.
Oh, okay.
And definitely another good moment was Luke Harper. And
good job, Adrian.
You
pissed off our only Samoan listener.
I think he was more pissed off about the comment about him not having technology.
Okay.
Anyway. I think it had less to do with that. I'm just letting you know.
Well, you're the one that said that Cena paid off the Samoan guys with fucking coconuts and bananas.
Prove me wrong.
Well, you asshole.
Wow.
Did you guys record your thing?
Maybe they're good for the John Cena. They said, all right, we'll do it for a couple coconuts. Sure, why not, you know?
Jake, did you guys record your show on Friday?
Yeah.
You see?
Okay, good. I'm going to have to listen to this.
Did someone say coconut?
Did you see the crossfire? Yes, we did see that. That was pretty good, too.
And the other one was Luke Harper with one of the Usos off of the top rope into the tables.
Oh, yeah, whatever. The Uso tried to do the dive out, Luke Harper threw the table into his head. That was
good. That was good.
That was great.
And then the other guy suplexed the guy off the Uso and then threw the table outside. Yeah. And it was good. I mean, they got everyone involved. The reason why the Usos are helping Cena out, hey, do you want to be on TV or do you want to not be on TV for a while?
Yeah, I guess that's the...
They're the fucking tag team champions. Why aren't they defending their titles on this?
Because we have to get right. Paxel versus the Road Brothers.
Oh, time. We're going to bitch about that. Yeah. At least I am.
No, I'm not going to argue with
anyway.
You.
Anyway.
That'll be for a later segment.
Your winner.
John Cena.
Super Cena pulls his number.
Hopefully this feud's over with and they both
move on to something else. Super Cena does it again.
God.
I think they've done this feud enough. They've made it last. I think they were saying that this feud was going to end around
John payback. Cena sucks. John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks. Okay, we're moving on. Main event. No, not main event.
No, not main event.
Hang on. Women's title match. Let's give it all due time it deserves. Paige wins.
Your winner, Paige wins.
Good luck.
Thank you, Paige.
You know what? Hang on. I do want to talk about one thing real quick with this. I thought the submission hold that Alicia Fox was using on Paige was kind of cool.
Yeah. It gave us almost a coup de shot on Paige.
Yeah?
Yes, it did.
You know, I just want to say, I'd do Paige. I don't know that I would ask before I stuck it in her butt.
You know, I don't think there was anybody in this match I wouldn't have done except for the referee. So, you know, I would do Alicia Fox, too.
God, she's got some good legs on her.
You know, I'll forget Alicia Fox. Give me Layla.
Oof. I'll take... I'm not going to make that choice. I would just take all of it. Why not? I would go total diva.
I was disappointed. Alicia Fox didn't leave wet and screaming.
Yeah.
I was disappointed, too. What the fuck are they doing with Alicia Fox?
I have no idea.
What the fuck are they doing with Sandow?
That's an even better... I don't fucking know.
There's more rape jokes on this show than mine, and that's a feat.
I don't know if we're actually making rape jokes, so we're just saying we would do these people.
Yeah.
I mean,
without asking them, I'm pretty sure that's rape.
If I'm having sex with my wife, I don't want to say, okay, hey, honey,
that's
honey.
The wife. You're talking about a fucking stranger.
Hang on, though.
Okay, we're assuming we're beyond
we have consent already.
We have consent. She's agreed to have sex with us.
Yes.
I'll make the situation.
It's a hypothetical situation. We can make whatever the fuck we want. That's why it's hypothetical.
I'm assuming I've got more of a relationship with this diva other than, hey, I'm a psycho and I would like to have sex with you. I'm assuming I know her a little bit since we're having sex.
I'm assuming, like, I'm taking the stance of, if I was John Cena.
Okay, there you go.
There. And
the fuck are you doing over there with your phone?
I was just checking what time it was.
Oh. And all that. Anyway.
Guys, you gotta realize he's Australian. They do
things differently.
Why the
Australia?
Fuck are you even here, Richard? Shouldn't you be making pizzas or something?
Wow.
Seriously.
At 11 o'clock, they're closed?
Hey, you're both.
At 11 outside.
You're both.
I had the day off today.
You're both the prettiest guests in the chat now. Move on.
Better looking.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's necessarily true, Richard.
No.
I think I would do Jake before I would do you.
Well, okay. We're going to move on here because I don't even want to get into who's prettier from our special guests.
I mean, if Kyle was here, clearly that'd be the answer.
Well, of course, but he's not here.
He's got a pretty mouth.
Have you seen Shane? Shane's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
He's California.
What the fuck?
Anyway, time for the main event.
The Shield versus the Evolution.
Let me pull up this midget porn to make us feel better.
No, no.
No.
Anyway, moving on. Blutista and Randy Orton and Triple H against the Shield.
Yes. Blutista.
What the fuck was
Which
he
was
wearing?
Very interesting in the fact that Adrian actually mentioned him as Blutista, and then like a couple minutes later, trending now on
Blutista.
Twitter.
Blutista.
Blutista.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
Oh. So Bloody is in Australia. I didn't know that. No. Oh, okay.
I did not realize that. Oh. Well, we're sorry that you have to live in the same country with Jake.
He did look like a Power Ranger. You are right. But anyway, there was one point in time where
does he get a Megazord that transforms into skinny jeans?
I think so. Okay. During the match, and it looked like it was going to be an Evolution beatdown. You got pissed.
I was like, I mean, really? Is this how this is going to end? Because it was like 10 minutes ago. I'm like, really?
I thought Triple H was over his ego stroking matches.
Yeah,
and I mean. You were getting pissed. You were sitting there screaming at the fucking monitor, being like, God damn it, you're fucking gone after this match. Why are you guys fucking doing this? And you were getting pissed, man.
I was a little bit.
And,
Batista reminded me of Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles.
It was a good match. I mean, it was, all right, it was good from the, man, how do I want to phrase this? The Shield put on a good show.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, they did. But then again, they always do.
I think Orton did fine in this match, too. And I think Triple H did fine in this match. Batista was Batista.
Yeah. I don't... I
By
think
the night.
Awesome, you mean.
Seth
I think
off the Tron.
We could put two of one of us in there with Orton and Triple H and be better than Batista.
And Batista, yeah.
Hey, fuck you.
You know what? I think, and I don't know if you guys heard this, but Hornswoggle did get a better than Batista after he powerbombed Del Torito.
Yes, he did, which was great.
Hey, Emma's gotten a Bay and Batista chance, so I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know, but Emma getting it was actually not as funny as Hornswoggle getting it.
That's true.
You know,
like I said, the spot of the night was seeing Seth coming out of the Tron, out from in front of the Tron, and just...
Yeah, because we're trying to figure out where the fuck Seth Rollins went, and then they showed him on top of the Tron, like, oh, well, there's where he went, and then he did the dive off
the
top.
You know what? I gotta mention this. According to this Simazai on there, Ninja Turtles in Samoa are little black turtles that run around in the street stealing your women.
So, Jake, what do you have against the Ninja Turtles and Michael Bay?
Have you seen that movie trailer?
It looks amazing.
Yes,
it looks good.
Yeah,
I see it at work every day.
Fucking retarded.
They actually
have
are.
Have you seen them?
I think it looks good at all.
Horrible.
Oh my god!
It doesn't look pretty good.
He already fucked out one of my favorite fucking series. Why doesn't he?
Dude, Transformers was awesome.
Transformers was good.
Oh fuck you!
Yeah.
What?
For those
you like, you know what?
I expect this
like
kind
that.
Of from an America hater. So you know, I'm not.
For those looks. Like somebody just took a dump and said, here's the movie.
Exactly.
This coming
only
from a guy that works
was a bunch of explosions
Hut.
And a fucked up looking
you
turtle.
Know, you know,
doesn't
I've seen.
Look like a turtle.
I've taken shits that look better than Pizza Hut Pizza.
Winner of the Shield?
Oh. I guess we could do that. Yeah, you're winner.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
And not a single one of them was eliminated.
Nope.
Well. I gotta say, we made it to the pay-per-view. We should probably start doing the other stuff, because we already are quarter after 11.
Yeah, I know. So, it's time for war. What stinks? And I'm gonna take over on this one first.
All right,
are you sure?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, here's what I'm pissed off about tonight.
Okay.
Bring on.
I got two.
Oh, great.
I am sick and fucking tired of El Dorito and fucking Hornswoggle. You know what? No. I'm sick of El Dorito on TV. I'm fucking sick of it. Get him off TV.
I love El Dorito.
He's
the other thing.
Get him off TV.
You gotta have fucking Crybaxel and the Rhodes family, the Rhodes boys, in a fucking match on the pay-per-view. Why the hell are the goddamn tag team champions not on the fucking card?
I can't answer that because I don't know. I think it would have made more sense if you had had the Usos versus Harper and Rowan in a match.
Something. It would have made more sense. But instead, you got to fucking have, oh, we get it right back on a fucking pay-per-view. Fuck him. Fuck Curtis Axel. Let's move on.
Okay, wow. You sound very angry about this.
It pisses me off.
All right.
Heath, you got one?
And fucking Zack Ryder's on Monday Night Raw gets one line out and then gets fucking squashed by Rusev.
Well, who cares about Zack Ryder?
It is Zack Ryder, man.
I'm just saying. You could have at least let him do Yay America before he comes out and
now
gets
squashed.
Now
that you've had three in now, do you have any more you want to get in, or do you want to maybe let Heath try to get one out this week?
Your
he
fucking attitude is what stinks
Zack
now.
Zack Ryder's on TV all the time. He's in the bunny suit.
Go ahead, Heath.
Wait, who's in the bunny suit, Rich?
Apparently, Zack's in the bunny suit.
Zack Ryder's in the bunny suit with Adam Rose. I did not know that.
Wow.
Apparently.
Okay. Well, my what stinks is in regards to the final match of the night, Shield versus Evolution. It is supposed to be a no holds barred. No disqualifications. Don't even have to, you know, there's really supposed to be no rules on this. Just get the person eliminated.
Okay.
But for almost like the first 3/4 of it, they were tagging each other in. And the referee was making sure that they were staying on their same side and not interfering with each other.
Yeah, kind of. I saw that too. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing here?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Did they make him break holds even?
No, I didn't notice them doing that.
Okay.
But like, anytime, like, whenever like Rollins and Rager get out of the corner, the referee's like, "Hey, get back in your corner!" You're like, why the fuck are you telling them that?
It's a no holds bar. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. Pretty much. Adrian.
Mine. I agree with some of those from you guys, but. Mine actually has nothing to do with the pay-per-view.
Okay.
I watched Countdown this week.
All right.
WWE Countdown.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. They did the top 10 greatest factions.
Okay.
So, here's your illustrious, we'll just go with top five.
Okay.
Okay.
You have number five, okay. Evolution.
Okay.
You have number four, the Four Horsemen.
What? Okay.
You have number three, the NWO.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay.
The fucking Brood.
Really?
The second greatest faction of all time, the Brood.
Okay. And that's why you don't let dumb wrestling fans vote on shit.
And number one was DX. I don't have a huge issue with number one, but fucking the Brood at number two, fucking really?
The only person that did anything out of that group was...
I don't know if I was more upset. Christian had a career, but I mean, it wasn't because of that group.
No.
Different scenario here. The week before that, fucking.
No. You wait on that one because I want to watch this one myself before I.
John Cena is the greatest debut of all time. No, fuck it. I can't hold it anymore, Jason. I'm sorry. John Cena was number one, and it was fucking stupid.
Really?
Probably his Raw debut.
No.
His original
debut where he fights Kurt Angle.
Wow.
That was the greatest debut in WWE history.
Jericho wasn't number one?
Jericho was like number three.
Oh my god, that's retarded. Okay.
I haven't seen those. I gotta watch those this week.
Yeah.
Okay, I may be a casual watcher, more or less, in regards to wrestling, but even I know that is not supposed to be number one. And same thing for the Brood. They should not be number two at all. All
right. Let me break down. I actually... Number 10 was the Heenan family.
No, just shut the fuck up. We have to move on. We got other shit we got to cover. If you want to know it, fucking pay the $10 a month and fucking watch it yourself.
Or look it up on the internet.
Or look it up on the internet. Yes. All right, Richard, what's your what stinks? How about your inability to write a fucking article? Next, Jake, what's yours?
And then you have him get destroyed by King. Seriously?
I think you said the Bo Dallas thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll take that. Jake.
Jeff Jarrett being world champion in WCW.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Okay, that works too.
All right.
Let's see. From the chat, Jakey has Michael Bay. He stinks. Blue Woods, Leonard Taylor. Sheamus versus Cesaro, mentioning a roll-up. Sheamus and Cesaro should never end in a fucking roll-up.
That is very true.
What stinks is no elimination until 5 minutes before the match ends.
Yeah. And there you go. So we're going to move on.
Can you dig it?
Sucker! Man.
All right.
You actually have one.
He does have one.
I do have one, and it's actually decent.
All right, we got to burn through these.
All right.
Go ahead.
Ask it, Heath.
All right, so can you dig it? The next opponent for Rusev will be Big Show. You got to realize, he just beat Big E Langston. He's got to go bigger. There's no one bigger than the Big Show.
I can see that. Or Mark Henry.
I can actually be on board with that. I think that would be a good feud for him to go into SummerSlam with.
All right. Adrian, you got one?
I do.
Okay.
Can you dig this?
All right.
Daniel Bryan's going to hold the belt until he comes back.
All right. I don't see why not. After Bree decided to quit tonight.
Yep. That's kind of how it looks like they're going to me. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're going to strip him. I think he's going to keep the belt until he comes back.
Which leads me to believe his neck injury wasn't as bad as they
did. I think he'll be back and ready to go by Money in the Bank, probably.
That'll be about 6 weeks, so yeah.
Yeah.
Jake.
Can you dig it? The Nation comes back.
Because
Rusev's been beating up on black people.
Is it going to be complete with Owen Hart?
Wow.
Yes, dead Owen Hart's going to come out.
I can dig that shit then.
With his slammies, he's going to brag about the slammies he won in 97.
There you go. I can dig that. All right. I guess, Dick, you're up.
Oh, Money in the Bank match. Match at Money in the Bank, I should say. Stephanie versus Brie. Stephanie wins. Brian gets stripped of the title. Brie wins. Brian gets to keep it.
I can't dig it. Sorry, I don't think so. I don't think Stephanie's ever going to really wrestle again. I don't think it's going to happen.
You know, my king needs to get somewhere along those lines. Stephanie's going to wrestle after tonight.
She's got to.
I mean, yeah.
We've been seeing this lead up to it. Even I've been saying, it's like, come on, she's
got
to wrestle.
Yeah, you got one, Jason?
Well, it was kind of along the lines of the Brie Bella. Okay. We haven't seen the last of her and the Stephanie McMahon thing.
I don't think we have seen the last of it, no. We got some good ones from the chat here.
Okay.
What if they did a Samoan Nation with the Usos, Roman Reigns, and Tamina?
That actually, well, it'd be good until you get to Tamina.
Yeah.
Let's
see here. Can you dig it from Letter Taylor?
Cesaro wins Money in the Bank and faces Bryan at SummerSlam. I think we've been talking about that for a while, so yeah.
I can't dig that, though. Because I've already said what I think is going to happen.
Can you dig it? One match for Money in the Bank for the WWE? Yes. No, one match for Money in the Bank and another for the title.
No, I don't think it's going to happen at this point. I think Daniel Bryan's keeping the title.
That'd be awesome. Well, no. Daniel Bryan defends the title in a Money in the Bank ladder match.
And if he isn't able to climb the ladder and get the belt, well, that's his problem.
Yeah. I think that could happen. All right, I'll take that.
Can you dig it? Brie gets pregnant the next season on Total Divas.
If they release that shit on tape, like, oh, we're going to... You know, I would buy that. You wonder if Daniel Bryan asks before he sticks it in Brie's butt.
I don't know.
Oh. Maybe we'll ask. We're going to move on.
Yeah.
Yay. This season of the Vet has come to a close tonight.
Yeah, bite me.
Now, let's go over the terms of this bet. We have a winner, we have a loser, and then we have a guy that just doesn't win. Okay?
All right.
The loser, the last place person, has to wash the winner's car.
Okay.
In shorty shorts and a wife beater.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that was
you
term.
Agreed to it, because we were talking about cutting off, making sweatpants cutoffs.
Richard, you're our show stenographer. Was that an agreement?
Yes, it was, because I was on the show for it.
There you go.
Yes. That was the deal. I can see Big A's avatar now. Excuse me, I have to go masturbate. It is badass. I do like his. Anyway, so let's take a look. Let's take a look at these final standings after Payback. You've got the guy that didn't win anything, Team Adrian, 179.
All right.
You've got the loser, as usual, Jason Heath, the Jizz Mopper, at 137 points. You got yours truly as the big winner this time with 181 points. I beat you by 2 fucking points.
So close.
2 coats of wax on the truck, Heath, too.
No.
2.
No.
I can't wait to come over and film that thing. It's going to be great.
Oh, that was the other thing. Pictures had to be taken.
Yeah, those are going to go up on the Facebook
page. Oh, fuck yeah, they are.
Pictures,
mine is
videos.
Oh, yeah. Richard, yours is good, too. I don't know which one I like better.
They're equal.
Yes. So we're going to draft new teams next week. Because it's late. And I don't want to do it tonight.
Oh, you bitch.
What?
Let's get it done.
We've been on the air for an hour and fucking 15 minutes.
Okay. Let's get done.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. No, we're not going to make Heath shave his legs first.
What else we got left to do tonight?
We still have to do Jizz Jams.
Okay.
We still got to do this week's Dumbass Challenge.
Okay.
And possibly some news.
We'll be done by midnight.
I don't want to fucking draft tonight.
Let's skip the news. We don't have news to really cover anyway.
Jesus Christ. Fine. I'm fucking out. Why do you want to draft so bad tonight?
I don't know. I just want to get it done. I like... So that way tomorrow doesn't... I don't feel like I'm not fucking paying attention for no reason.
All right, fine. Who's going first? Heath, you want to pick first or you want to go last? What do you want to draft?
I'll pick first.
All right.
I guess same fucking order as last time because
I'll take third.
Okay. Heath, your pick.
Jameis.
God damn it!
It's a good pick. I can't argue with it.
Too bad this draft doesn't count. So anyway, we're going to move on.
It counts.
I don't want to fucking draft tonight, guys. I don't have anything set up to fucking draft yet.
Do you want me to take notes so you can put it in the system?
Yes, take right. Fucking notes.
All right.
Fine. Okay. Heath.
Yep.
This is the first time I haven't picked him.
Sheamus.
Yep.
Jason. All right. All right, I got this up. Jason, your pick.
All right. I'll go Barrett.
All right. Because why not? I'll take Rollins and Reigns.
Okay.
Back to back, Rollins and Reigns. Wow. Okay.
I will go. Let's see here. I'll take suggestions from you guys, too.
Rusev?
You know, that's kind of what I was thinking. I think I'll go Rusev.
All right, so Jason, you're taking Rusev. Heath?
You got Harper, you got Rowan.
I'll go with Bray. I'll go with Bray.
All right, so Bray.
First pick.
Next.
Pick JDG.
I think this one, you should pick an NXT guy.
We did that last time, too.
That's usually our last round picks.
Yeah.
Yep. Go with Ambrose.
All right, so Bray and Ambrose.
That's fine. Cesaro.
Cesaro?
Yep.
Damn it. I was hoping he was going to make it back to me.
Fuck no, he wasn't going to make it back to you. I thought he was going to take him.
All right, so let's see here. What we got here? So Bray's gone. You know what?
Rowan.
No, I'm not doing that yet.
Come on, hurry up.
All right, I'm going to take...
Usos.
I'm going to take Adam Rose.
All right.
And I'll take...
Boop. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep. Bo Dallas.
God damn you.
Because he's a bold.
I just don't want to fucking hear you talk about him anymore.
That's my pick. Jason, you're up.
All right, let's see. Let's see. Right now, Cesaro Barrett. Okay.
Harper Rowan.
You know what? I think I'll take Paige.
Damn it, I didn't think about her. That's a good pick.
She's going to be my next pick.
I like it, though. Jason's a good pick.
I know.
Shit. Let's see. God dang, who else is left that's still pretty good?
Rowan, Harper.
I've just been saying that for the last 3 minutes.
I know.
Biggie Langston.
Langston.
All right.
There's still Cena out there, too.
All right. So this is how it works. We each pick five main roster guys and one NXT guy. We get points. It's basically like your fantasy football leagues and stuff like that. You get points based on how they do. If they win a match, they get 5 points. If they lose a match by pinfall or submission or countout, they get -3 points. If they lose by disqualification, they get -5 points. If they are a title holder and defend their title, they get 10 points. If they win a title, they get 15 points.
Yeah, that's basically it.
And we do bonus points.
There's a few such things out there, but yeah. that's the main thing.
Yeah. Too bad you guys didn't throw in an ROH guy as well, just for the heck of it.
Because we don't watch ROH.
It doesn't, and it's hard to keep track of.
Click on those links. Hurry up, Heath.
All right. What the heck? I'll take Harper.
Wow. What was the top one there?
That's horrible.
No, what was the top one?
I don't.
Oh shit! We got a mail sack too. Go back.
I know.
Who'd you take, Heath?
Harper.
Okay, you got one more. Come on.
You gonna take the other one too? Smart pick, man. I would do it.
God.
Take the entire Wyatt family.
Follow the buzzers.
Follow the buzzers.
So he the Sake and Rowan. All right, Harper and Rowan, got it. Jason, you got one more
this
pick.
This could be bad for me.
I'll go Cena.
It could be very bad.
God damn it, I was actually going to take Cena too, but that's my...
All right.
All right, last pick.
Yep.
Jesus.
Well, he's got to pick a WWE person.
Yeah, I got to pick.
Oh. I don't know. I thought you had NXT guy.
No, I got one more regular guy. All right, I'm going to take...
Little Jimmy, R-Truth.
No, that.
Kofi.
No. I'm trying to think here. Who's on the pay-per-view tonight that actually was?
Rob Van Dam was on the pay-per-view tonight. Alicia Fox on the pay-per-view. Orton.
I want to take Orton, I guess.
You know why I haven't drafted anyone from my team?
Yeah, I noticed that. You got a whole new team.
You guys split them up, yeah.
All right. My first NXT guy, I'm going to take Adrian Neville.
God damn it!
Mojo.
Man,
the hype man. I mean, come on.
Who the fuck
competes
on a consistent basis?
Tyler Breeze.
You know,
Tyler Breeze would be the way to go, man. He's number one contender.
Tyler,
I could go Charlotte.
Or Charlotte would be a good one too.
Yeah, I'll pick Charlotte.
Okay,
Heath.
The hype man.
One of the two of the tag team people over there.
All right, so I know one of them's named Victor, so you're going to get Victor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't think of their names, but I mean the total badass.
Ascension, I know.
Yeah,
the
all right, thank you.
So for Team Heath, you got Sheamus, Bray Wyatt. You know, his team looks a lot like mine from last season.
Yeah?
Now, let me just put some stats behind these numbers that Heath picked. Bray Wyatt, the whole time, got me 16 points. Good job, Heath. Sheamus got me 85. Good call on that one. And Dean Ambrose got me 22.
Okay.
So
Harper and Rowan weren't drafted, so they...
Actually, no, you're wrong. Luke Harper got you -4 points, Heath. Good job. Good job.
We'll see what happens, though.
Yeah, you're going to lose. Let's see. Heath has Sheamus, Bray Wyatt, Harper, Rowan, and Victor, and Ambrose. Okay. I've got Barrett, Rusev, Cesaro, Paige, Cena, and Charlotte, and Adrian has Rollins, Reigns, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, and I can't see who else because you...
Orton
and Adrian Neville. It'll be fun. All right, we're going to move on.
We'll set terms later.
Yes.
Oh, shit, we don't have terms, do we?
Nope. We'll worry about it later.
We'll set them
on. I think you put it up on the group page and let the people in the group set terms this season. And take the best one.
You know what?
I'll post that tomorrow.
All right, fair enough. Post that. We'll take the set and we'll review those over the next week.
Yes. It is now time for America's favorite game show. Not The Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, hell, not even Jeopardy, but...
Jesus! Hold your face!
R-O-S-T-E-R-S. There you go.
Fuck you, man.
Here's how this game works. We're going to play Jason Heath 3 theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he will win himself a shit-free show.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
It's only happened twice to me.
I'm going to be honest with you, Heath. I only knew.
I knew two.
Yeah. You know what, Heath? If you believe in yourself,
pull up. Maybe one night.
Go back to the chat. God. All right, let's see. Blue Wizard, he's won twice.
Yeah, I've only won twice.
He's won twice. And one time it was because I gave him an easy week.
Yes. Feel free to play along in the chat because he cannot see it. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here is number one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Heath has never won a season of the bet.
Shit, which dealer is this?
The chat has it.
Yep.
And your time starts now.
Shit, I'm trying to remember which diva this is.
And you said he would get it.
I want to try it. If he misses, I want to try.
Do you know it already?
You're in the fucking chat.
I've got it minimized. I have closed. I have minimized the chat.
All right, we got to take his word for it.
And so have I, so fuck you.
Damn it.
Come
this
on.
I think this is part of the reason why they love doing this late at night.
No.
He's... My can't brain shuts down.
Need an answer.
I can't.
Richard.
For the steal.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer, Jake? Did you have an answer, Jake?
Yeah, it's Victoria.
Okay, you're right.
Who doesn't know that?
Apparently Heath.
Heath does not know that, apparently.
Seriously, come on.
As that was the gimme.
Remember she was fucking crazy?
Yeah.
Fear the hand.
Yeah, the hand with the fucking eyeball in the middle of it.
That
was awesome. Okay, here
and
comes.
And her head spinning around, spitting shit out. And
yep. Stevie Richards.
Yeah. That was before Right to Censor. All right, you ready for number two? We got no for nine. You ain't gonna get this one. Ready? And no, yeah. Go.
I don't think anybody's gonna get this one.
No.
I could be wrong, though.
You know, I look at the chat and all I can see is Blue Wizard's got everything and then Jake with his fucking Shawn Michaels. No, it is not Tamina.
There you are, Heath. There's your hit this week. It's not Tamina.
All right.
What the fuck?
And your time starts now.
I don't even recognize that
at all. Blue Wizard, you are wrong.
Does Richard have a guess on this one?
I'm replaying it in my head.
Tominski. It was not Tominski.
It was not Tominski. It was not the love child of Tamina and Gene Siski.
I don't think I've ever heard that one
can
before.
He guess it. No. He can't. Boom. Boom. Need an answer.
I don't know.
Does anyone have an answer? Dick.
That was me.
Wow, he didn't have one.
Wow, Jake.
I can't.
Is it the theme that plays when Heath is driving to work?
When Heath what?
When Heath is driving to work.
You know what? We'll count it.
I will take that.
All it's right. Also the theme of Big Daddy V, Viscera.
Yes. It was a Viscera
was
theme.
Viscera?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
It was one of them. Okay, and four shits and giggles. You didn't even know what this one was earlier, did you?
I would guess, but I didn't want to say it because he just sitting here.
Nothing from the chat yet.
That was actually my guess.
That chat does have it.
That was my guess too.
Do you give up, Heath?
Ah, shoot. It's not Koloff, is it?
Huh?
Koloff?
No.
Not Koloff. Okay.
Close.
Wait. Who do you mean? Are you talking about the guy from the '80s?
Yes.
No.
You're wrong. Okay. It was Alexander Kozlov.
Vladimir Kozlov.
Same.
I could tell it was Russian.
I was going to say
I love double Chris, double E.
I love double double E.
Yes. All right. Well. Oh, we got the mail sack. Shit. Hold
yep,
on.
We do.
Give me a second. I forgot we had stuff in the mail sack to reach around in.
Oh, this is what is Tamina's theme?
Do you want me to find this?
The sound of two dogs fucking.
Is it like Umaga's theme or some shit?
Pretty much, yeah. It's some like jungle some sounds. Shit, like birds calling. And then Morris Day and the Time come on and go, oh, yo, yo.
All right, here it is.
It is fucking jungle sounds. All right, we're done. Please, move on. Yes. Mail sack, Jason.
You know what? I'll read it. Fine.
No, just you got. There's a fucking flow to the show, assholes.
Yeah, and you're fucking prolonging it by playing shitty fucking themes.
Yes. You asked for it.
No, I didn't.
Joe, what is Tamina's music?
That was a rhetorical question. I didn't want an answer.
No, we're. Leonard said we can save it for next week. No, we put it off last week because we didn't have a show. So, all right, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. It's me.
You want me to read it or?
Who's going
to
narrate? Me or you?
I'll narrate.
Okay.
Should I narrate it what I think Leonard sounds like, or should I just go with it?
You're in the Mike Tyson voice.
All right.
Hey, guys. Little Taylor here. I was wondering if an alien came to Earth and asked you what wrestling was, you could draw five matches that would tell him what wrestling is all about. What five matches would it be? Thanks, guys. Love the show, and I will do my damnedest to be in the chat.
Because this is Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Holy shit. I can't do Mike Tyson with a southern accent, Leonard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a bad one. Do you picture him with a Mike Tyson voice?
Yes,
I'm
a little
sorry.
Bit.
Anyway, so five matches, and man, you know, maybe we should put this off because I need.
You know, I had actually have to come up with the five. We'll each have a five match list next
okay.
week.
And if we don't have either one of you guys on the show next week, send it to us.
And we'll read yours.
I didn't even hear you. What was it?
All right.
If an alien came to Earth and asked you what was wrestling, you could show him five matches to tell him what wrestling is all about. What five matches would it be? So think about that. Send them to us.
Same day, one company, or
just five fucking matches?
Just five matches.
Don't complicate it, Richard. Just five matches.
Just five fucking matches.
And if you say one of your own, I will stab you.
I'm not going to say one of my own.
This is okay. A horrible example of wrestling. This is Richard. Click.
And here's the next worst thing, Hogan.
Oh, God.
Versus Piper from Starcade.
You want to see something more interesting in Richard's match? Here's two dogs fucking.
I thought that was Tamina's theme. Jason.
No, I got one more. All right, there. You got it straight from the horse's mouth there. It does not matter what company. All right, hold on. I had one that was sent to me.
Yep.
Is it something decent?
Yes, but I have to try to reword it because he sent it like earlier today and didn't have.
Was he drunk?
I think he might have been. It's from the Rodfather.
Oh, well then, yeah, he was drunk.
All right. I've been talking to a few people down here about how it was back in the Attitude Era. As an example of his question, the real life heat between HBK and Bret Hart were basically true life dislike for each other. And how they just absolutely hate each other. We all know it's true with that one. In your opinion, what interviews were your favorite that gave a lot of heat when the wrestlers really didn't like each other? Hmm. So more example of the Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, we don't like you thing.
Alright. Do we want to try to answer this one right now?
Sure.
All right, and a good example of a good interview like that is I remember leading up to their match at WrestleMania. I think it was 18,
uh-huh.
Where The Rock and Austin,
yeah,
talking about how they did their match because that interview was very heated back and forth. It was pretty good, so I would say that was probably mine.
I would have to say honestly, the Triple H Jim Ross interview.
That's pretty good, too.
Where Triple H was just pissed off at the whole being held back by the curtain call.
Okay.
Because that was just him letting out a lot of frustration.
Okay.
Oh, Jakey has an answer for our for Leonard Taylor's question. He would show the alien Alicia Fox versus Melina 5 times in a row.
Wow.
Yes.
Hell, why not? They'd probably kill themselves.
You know what? I would show them a replay of Eva Marie's match from Monday 5 times in a row.
Oh, my God. I think I was outside smoking during that
but
match.
But Richard has to watch, too.
Heath. Oh, you're not going to answer this question.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
Leonard says Captain Lou Albano and his lie detector test.
No.
All right. And you guys. Jakey.
The machine is a liar. What's the question again?
All right. If your favorite, like, kind of like a work shoot interview from, like, the. An interview that was kind of a work shoot that you really thought was one of the best.
CM Punk's, obviously.
Oh, the pipe bomb? All right. That's a good choice.
I forgot about that. I was thinking more, you know, back, but.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Richard?
Actually, I'm not even going to go. I'm going to go old TNA, the Piper Vince Russo.
Okay.
From one of the early TNA pay-per-views.
I actually got a great one from TNA that's fantastic. And we were talking about this the other night. Jay Lethal and Ric Flair.
I don't remember it.
It is. I'll show it to you in a little bit. Okay. It's fucking hilarious.
Actually, you know, really another good.
It wasn't a worksheet. It was just fucking hilarious.
Speaking of pipe bombs, another one. The AJ Lee pipe bomb.
Yeah, her her interview on Total Divas. That was a pretty.
That was
yeah.
Stupid. It wasn't a pipe bomb.
It was a little one. It wasn't major like Punk's was, but it was. It really kind of summed up how a lot of people felt about the Total Divas having all the star power on the show.
Yeah, it did.
My microphone cable fell out. Seamus Ion. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the pipe bomb or Jim Ross talking Triple H. So, yeah. All right. We are going to move on.
Breaking the glass.
By the way.
You have a vagina!
Who's that aimed at?
You have a vagina!
We'll go Heath. Why not? Okay. No. We got one other thing we got to do before the glass breaks.
Oh, my God. What?
It is time for the first ever Hour Bomb Dumbass Challenge of the Week.
Oh, God, all right.
So we were talking earlier during the pay-per-view because I'm sure it was one of the not good matches that was on. And Jason Heath, the Jizzmopper's number one job each week is to bring the snacks for the show. And that's all we tell him to do is bring the snacks. What kind of snack did he bring this week, Adrian? Oh, that's right. He fucking didn't.
Yeah, he dropped the ball.
So, you just happened to look at the kitchen table and see one of the ginormous tubs of cheese balls.
I did.
And then you're like, oh, I think I can fit 7 of your cheesy balls in my mouth. And he's like, oh, I think I can fit 10. So, guess what?
We're going to have a competition.
To see how many of my cheesy balls you guys can fit in your mouth at one time.
Fair enough. Let's do this.
No chewing. Until you've got your mouth full of my cheesy balls.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, are we playing who can get more in, or are you just going for your number?
We're going to do both.
Okay. Boys, reach in and grab yourselves some cheesy balls. Oh, and when they get their mouths full, pictures are heck gonna. You know what?
This is going to be interesting.
We are going to record this.
All right.
I need to get a handful of balls here.
I got to stop the pinning the music here.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Hand me the book so I can grab the balls out of there.
Grab some balls. I'll give Heath the bucket here. You can just take the bucket. Do you need more balls?
No, there's no way I'm going to get this many in my mouth. So.
Okay, now hold on. Got the microphone in my hand. I got to move some stuff around here.
All right.
God damn it. I have my camera to boot up. I need to go video mode here.
Now, are we doing one at a time, like it's going back and forth to see if you can get the next one in their mouth?
Sure.
All right.
So...
We are now
not recording.
Let me know when I can start, Jason.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get the flash on here.
Yep.
Bye.
Oh.
Ooh. Wise.
Sure.
So okay. I was going to say, that seriously did sound like Bud.
Why the fuck is the flashlight coming on?
Because you don't know how to use your phone. We established that in the first part of the show. Do you remember?
Yeah.
All right. Adrian, you're up first.
All right.
Ball number one. Heath, ball number one. Adrian, two. Two. Three. Three. Four. Four. Five. Hold on. There's five. Six for Adrian. Six for Heath. Seven for Adrian. Seven for Heath. Eight for Adrian. Eight for Heath. Adrian is done at nine. Eight. Heath has, what is that, nine? 10. Jesus Christ. 11. 12. And he's done at 12. Heath has 12 balls in his mouth. 12 of my cheesy balls. Well, boys, that was a fun dumbass challenge of the week.
Okay. Exceeded my number I expected.
I will get this video posted. And, my God, his mouth is unhinged like a snake.
That'll be posted on the group page later today.
Yes. Yep. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's, the first ever dumbass challenge of the week.
All right. We know that's not going to be an every week thing, but we'll do it every now and then.
Yeah. Yep. I can't believe how many balls you guys got in your mouth. They're good cheese balls, too.
They are, yeah.
I do like them. Anyway, all right.
We gotta find a link.
Alright, it's Muhammad Hassan and Dave.
Okay. Alright, Adrian, what got coming up on the network?
Shows.
Which kind of shows?
You know what?
Start with tomorrow.
Everyone tells me that I'm fucking terrible at doing these, so I'm just gonna stop doing them.
No one tells you you're terrible at doing them.
Jake says I'm terrible at it.
No one that matters on the show.
Right.
Alright, fine. Tomorrow at sometime around 4 p.m. Eastern, I think. You can listen to Dave and Claudia do Talk TNA, and I remember her fucking name this week.
Holy shit, you did.
Fuck you, Jake. I'm not terrible. I'm a good person.
I like how he types all the trash talking, but doesn't actually say it.
Yeah, he's a pussy. Did you mute him?
No. I don't know if they're still there. I haven't heard shit from them.
I saw it, Richard.
I'm here.
Okay. Anyway. Jake, did you forget to turn your mic on again? Is that what happened? Alright, moving on. That's what happened.
Anyway.
Tuesday,
you have the FTW podcast. You can listen to them live over at FTWlive.com. You can check them out on YouTube, and then their show's up on our site usually Wednesday morning.
All right. Wednesday.
At 8, 7 Central. That's right. Shooting from the hip with the original Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown, or whoever happens to be filming for Sean if there's a Cardinals game.
All right.
Thursday.
Jake, you want to do this one?
What?
Plug your own show, goddammit.
Lennon said in the chat.
Plug your own show.
Oh, right. me and Kyle Robinson, we talk wrestling news, we cover Ring of Honor, we do all this wacky shit, and we nearly don't have enough rape jokes as this show, so check it out, check it out, Wrestling Niche.
Welcome to the original TWR After Dark.
All right. Okay.
And then start your Sunday off every night, or every week, with the most interactive show on the network.
The Hour Bomb.
The Hour Bomb.
Yes.
Hour Bomb.
Yeah.
Hour Bomb. Anyway.
All right, I'm done.
The key to big ratings. Rape jokes. Absolutely. Yes.
We're going to try not to go with that as a slogan.
Hour Bomb. Where do you get your weekly dose of rape jokes?
I don't think we're doing rape jokes, though. They weren't rape.
They're not rape
jokes. They were fucking rape. God damn it.
Jake, I believe you were wrong. Kangaroos.
You don't know shit.
Kangaroos do have vaginas.
Jake thought the pouch was the vagina.
They have nothingness, that's what they have.
So they're like you.
Yeah.
Running around penetrating everyone. There we go.
That's what stands for in Samoa.
That's why Umaga said that so much. He just screams at Samoa and then he rapes people.
Oh. Exactly. That's how they do it. He did it for The Rock as well.
Samoa!
All right, moving on.
Blue Wizard, TWR Hall of Famer.
Check out the articles on the website that Richard doesn't write because he sucks. You can check out...
I work.
Dude, you didn't write for the 3 months before that you weren't working either.
I was working on other stuff.
Beating off does not count.
Yep. Like a tan, maybe? Yeah, is that what... I don't... You don't get tan in Minnesota.
Michigan. Actually, we do, but...
He was building a fucking igloo.
Anyway.
Check out the cool articles on the site, like Classics Angels and Popping Off with Paul.
Yep, Paul Jordan, hardest working man on the network.
Popping Off, that just sounds like...
I thought that too, but I think that's actually the name of it too, that's the thing.
But whatever. God damn it.
Yeah.
You can put the lid on this now.
I do have a lid. Okay. Yeah. And you can also subscribe to us on iTunes. What's our email address, Adrian? Not that anyone under it ever since is anything.
They can email us at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
Or you can send me a message on Facebook. If you have a problem with the show, go tell the Rodfather, fuck off. I think we're done for the night. I don't have anything else. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to the show on iTunes, blah, 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 blah. Peace out, motherfuckers. No. Yeah, I don't have anything else. You guys got anything else?
I got a vagina. Oh, wait, no, the teeth.
No, yeah, no, and it's official because... Punk Watch 2014.
They were in Chicago tonight.
And he was at the Blackhawks game.
He was.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Okay.
I want to point out, I think we can officially say Punk is done because they did take the jab at him tonight, finally.
Yes, they did. And that was actually done...
By Stephanie,
yeah.
Yeah, go on, Daniel. Give up, just like their hero, CM Punk.
Yeah, it's the first jab they've taken at him. So, I think he's done. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's see. Anyone else have it? Oh, CM Punk has something for you, Heath.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
Yep.
And, CM Punk. With that being said, Big Loser, Heath, what's your song?
Kind of going a little far back.
All right.
Going like early 2000s.
Okay. That'd be like 02. Just yes. Like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And going with a song that was used for a pretty good montage, I would say.
Okay.
Put out by Ric Flair.
Okay.
Going with a little Kid Rock.
All right.
Lonely Road of Faith.
Oh, God. Okay. Let me just get this over with, please.
What is your deal?
I want to get this done.
All right.
To him, it was overplayed, apparently.
No. Yeah. I don't know why it was so overplayed.
But anyway.
Anyway. So, once again, I am your host, the intellectual savior of the network, the illustrious Jason Howard, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big, bad booty daddy!
I don't even know what to say.
Okay, then we'll just keep doing this. Mollie pose.
Please, make him stop.
The Jizz Mapper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And from the wrestling niche, the AA, the Angry Australian, Kyle Mullen.
Muhammad Jake Mullen.
Kyle Mullen, huh?
His children.
Yes, Kyle Mullen. And from your local pizza, where their big box pizza is only $8.99.
The pizza guy says,
shut up, Richard. So, Richard, if you get the box, would you be a dick in the box?
No, it's my dick in a box. First, cut a hole in the box. Two, put your junk in that box. Anyway,
yada yada yada. You've been our bomb. Hit the fucking music. Let's go.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bomb.
Doodles.
Gay.
Yes. Fuck you. Thank you.
I have been there. Unprepared for the storms and the tides that rise. I've realized one thing, how much I love you. And it hurts to see you cry. I believe we can make it through the winds of change. Of the pieces that we find. Oh no, oh no. And if you just hold on, I won't let you fall. Thank you.